or carers, it is hard to believe that this is my last newsletter for this term, and indeed the last one for 2008. Our Christmas bazaar was again well supported by parents, staff, governors and the wider community, and there was a busy atmosphere for around the school throughout the day. I would like to thank the PTA and all of the other volunteers for their commitment, enthusiasm and hard work in making the bazaar a resounding success, raising a staggering £2,500. I was also impressed with the commitment and responsibility shown by our house captains. All four stalls looked amazing.
I've been delighted with the quality of the Christmas performances, which has taken place in the school this week. The children and staff has put in a tremendous amount of hard work, production three totally different performances, all depending on the real meanings of Christmas. I would like to personally thank them all for their efforts. This year we have chosen the Little Heaven Children Hospice as the charity to receive all donations made by the end of the performances.
Finally, on behalf of all the staff here at King's Road, I would like to wish you all a very happy Christmas and a peaceful new year. Yours sincerely, Phil Kiriakou, head teacher. Non-pupil days in January.
Don't forget that Monday the 5th of January is non-pupil day. Therefore, the children turn up to school after the Christmas break on Tuesday, 6th of January 2009. We also have non-pupil day on Friday the 16th of January 2009. Lost coat found.
Thank you to everyone who checked their child or children's clothing for the lost coat mentioned on the last newsletter. It was found the next day. Change to dinner menu on Wednesday the 17th of December.
Please note that the menu for Wednesday the 17th of December is as follows. Red, Mexican pork and baked beans pie with cheesy mash. Green, sweet potato and lentil korma. Blue, jacket potato. Carrot cake for pudding. Christmas dinner, Thursday, 18th of December.
Thank you to everyone who completed and returned a slip to order their child or children a Christmas dinner.
Unfortunately, if you did not return a slip, it is now too late to order a dinner on this day.
Please provide your child with a packed lunch for this day. If you are unsure whether you have ordered a dinner, please call into the office and speak to Mrs. Crozier, who will be happy to help. As always, dinner money for the week should not either be paid on the Monday or daily, not in arrears. Snow White on Ice at Riverside.
Finally, details regarding the above trip were sent out on Wednesday the 10th of December.
All slips need to be returned by Friday 12th of December.
If you do not receive this letter, please call into the office as soon as possible.
PTA Corner.
Dear parents, our Christmas bazaar on Saturday was a great success, and I would like to take this opportunity to thank you once again for all the help and time that the many parents, grandparents, governors and the staff put in. We raised a staggering £2,500, which was far more than we ever expected. We will be spending some of the money on replenishing the library and have ordered some high visibility waistcoats for the children to use when they are out on the school functions. When the sports teams walk to Champion Sports and Athletic Centre.
If you have any books in good condition that your family no longer require and are suitable for our school library, then please contact Emma Coulson and she would gladly accept any suitable donations. Have a fantastic Christmas and an enjoyable New Year. Regards, Jenny Playford, PTA Chairman.
Next event is the bingo evening on Saturday, 7th February. Next PTA meeting is on Thursday, 22nd of January at 7 o'clock p.m. All welcome.
Governor's Christmas Hamper.
There's still time to buy your tickets for a chance to win one of the Christmas prizes that the governors have kindly donated. Tickets are 50p and are on sale for the school office. The draw will be on the last day of term, on Friday, 19th of December. Science made simple. Come and join us.
In conjunction with adult community learning, we are running a free fun workshop on Thursday, the 15th of January, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m, where you will learn how to make soap. Starting on Thursday, 22nd of January, for 10 weeks, afternoons, the college will be running a free science course for parents or carers with your children, joining you for part of this time. Come and join us and take part in a different experiment every week. Look out for the flyer coming out soon and return to the school office to secure a place. As always, any queries, call into the school office.
Choir news. Just a reminder that choir has now finished for this term and will start again on Friday the 23rd of January 2009.
Recent letters.
Reliant 8 is a list of all letters, leaflets sent out since the last new letters. Please check through the list, and if you haven't received one or more of them, call into the office and the ladies will be happy to give you a copy. Next newsletter, due out on Thursday,
15th of January 2009.
Don't miss it!